Welcome back. This is the fourth installment of building a Prism app. And if you remember the scenario, just to familiarize yourself, if you jumped in the middle here, it is building a search aggregator that searches both Dig and Twitter. And we're doing this in a composite way, meaning that we're going to have a shell that contains pieces of the app that defines the basic layout of the application, but the views, the individual pieces that do the real work, are going to be contributed from various modules. So where we left it last time is we had actually created a Dig view and put it in our shell, and we've talked about composing that and it's showing up. But what we don't have is how do we communicate from one module to another? So when we want to put in a search view and trigger a search on a specific term, how do we send that to all the other modules that might be interested in a decoupled fashion? So that's going to be the next step that we tackle today. And Erwin is going to take us through adding the search portion of this, and then we'll go from there. Erwin?
Now, first of all, we're going to add a new module that's going to contain our searching functionality. So the new module is, again, going to be just a Silverlight class library. Call it news aggregator search. I will, again, reference Prism. Libraries. And I will also add a module class. Implement the module interface. And add it to the shell. Now I'm going to use direct references again. That's the easiest way to demonstrate this. And in the bootstrapper, I will add the module to it. Search module. So now, very quickly, I've added a module that will hold our search functionality. Now that I have the module ready, I'm going to add the search view to the search module. So I'm going to add a new view, which is just the user control. Call it search view. And I'm going to cut and paste in the not so interesting stuff. So what I'm going to do is cut and paste in some styling and two user controls. Two controls, which is basically just, and to make it look a bit more reasonable, I'll remove this height here. Okay, so all I've done is add some styling and basically have a label that says new search, a text box that can allow me to search, put in a search query, and a button that when I click it should go and search, but it doesn't do anything currently. Now I'm going to implement what happens when you press the search button. Well, normally you might be tempted to put an event handle on it and handle the search click and the code behind. But we'd like to do it so that it's easily testable. The model view view model pattern can help you with that. But then I can't use the code behind of the search view. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a view model, and the view model will expose a command which I can bind to the search button. So to add a view model, again, it's similar to what we did before. It's just adding a class. And what I'm going to do here is expose an I command. Okay, I've made it a private setter so that we can set the command in the constructor. Add the constructor. Now, Silverlight doesn't provide any commanding implementation itself. WPF does, but Silverlight doesn't. So Prism has some command implementations that we can use. And the easiest one to use is going to be the delegate command, because what we want to do is fire off a method on this view model. So that's what I'm going to use. Search command equals new delegate command. Now, it's always a delegate command of a certain type. So let's make it a delegate command of string, because we want to search for a search query. And reference. Now we have to put in the method that should be called when this command is fired. Let's call it onSearch. Now I have to implement the onSearch method. So it's going to be private void onSearch. This one will get the title as a parameter. So string title. I'm going to worry about firing off communicating the search event later. Now that I've done the search method, what I have to do is bind the search command to the button. In order to do that, I have to add a binding. And again, this functionality comes out of the box in WPF, but in Silverlight, we had to provide some implementation for it in Prism. So what I have to do here is add a reference to the Prism namespace in the using statement, or in the XML namespace. And what you can see here is that I'm calling using the Microsoft Practices Composite Presentation Commands namespace, which is in the presentation assembly. When I've done that, what I can do on the button is saying commands click.command. I'll put this on a new line for readability. And this I can bind now to the view model, which we're going to put in the data context. So binding, what we call it, search command. Okay, now that I've clicked this button, the search command will fire and the onSearch method will be called. But as you can remember, the search command had a delegate command of type string. So what I have to do is get the value from the text box somehow into this command. Now again, in WPF, what you can do is directly bind the command parameter of the command we bound here to a text box. But unfortunately in Silverlight, you can only bind against the data context or against static resources. So we have to do a little trick to get that to work. What I have to do in the view model is provide a public text field for the title that I have to bind against. So title, let's make this a getter and a setter. And what I also have to do is make sure that we can get events if this changes. So I will do a private member variable title and set value, and of course put a private string title here, and to provide change notifications of this title property, I have to implement iNotify property changed. iNotify property changed has two things. It has a property changed event, which I'm going to fire. So the usual convention is to create void on property changed, property name, and if property changed not null. Property changed, and this property changed event args property name. So now what I can do after the title has changed, I can call on property notify changed, and this property is called title. So what I've done now is create a property that WPF can bind against, and it can also get change notifications. And the first thing I have to do now is make sure that whenever the text field changes, we also update the value of this text property. So I'm going to bind the text value to the title property. And I'm also going to say that I want to do this two-way, because all the changes that are done in the text box should also be synchronized back into the model. Okay. And of course, add closing bracket. Now that I've done that, I need to provide the command's parameter value. So what I can do here, commands.click.commandParameter, and I'm going to bind that value to the title. Equals title. So now what happens, if somebody types in a new value in the text box, it will get synchronized back to the view model. And also the new value will be automatically bound to the command parameter. So now if somebody clicks the search button, the onSearch method will be called using the title field that we've used here. There are two things I still have to do to make sure that this view shows up. First of all, I have to make sure that the data context is set to the proper view model. So I'll go to the code behind of the view and make sure that the search view model actually is passed into the data context. View model. And also I have to make sure that this view actually shows up in the region that we created for that. And to do that, I have to go back to the search module, and we're going to use the view discovery again. So to do that, I need the I region manager. Let's get a reference to that. Capital M. Did it in the initialize method. Of course, it should be done in the constructor. Using constructor injection for this. And now in the initialize method, I can say region manager dot register view with region. The name of the region was search region. And the type is type of search view. Okay. So if I run it now, we should see the search control up here. As you can see, the search control is on top here, and it still does the manually baked in search query that we've done. So what we're going to do now is use a decoupled communication mechanism to link these two views together. And Bob's going to demonstrate that.
Setting up this decoupled communication is going to require a couple things. First, we need to have something to share between the two modules. And while we don't want the modules to directly rely on each other, they do need to have the ability to understand some topic of conversation. So in Prism, the apps typically can, there's a few ways apps can talk. The way we're going to talk about right now is something called the event aggregator. And the event aggregator basically gives you access to a publish-subscribe mechanism where you can have multiple publishers for a particular topic and multiple subscribers for a particular topic. To add this in, I'm going to go back to our project. And I'm going to add in something that we usually call an infrastructure module. And this is a module or a project or an assembly, I should say, that we don't mind other assemblies having reference to. This is the shared or common pieces of a project. So I'm going to add a new, first I'm going to stop it. Then I'm going to add a new project. Civlite class library, and I'm going to call it news aggregator. Infrastructure. And in here, I'm going to take the default class generated and remove that. And I'm going to create the topic that these two items are going to talk about. And this is going to be search event. Yes. Now, this search event has to inherit from something called composite presentation event. Type it. Composite presentation event. And we can give it any type of data type that we want. In this case, just for simplicity, I'm going to use string. And this doesn't resolve yet because I haven't actually added my references in. So let me do that real quick to the Prism libraries. Now, fix up my using, and now we get the search event. So now that we have the search event, this is nothing more than, again, the topic of conversation between the two modules. We want to be able to use these from each module. So let's start with the search module. And to get access to that particular event, what we'll want to do is use something called the event aggregator, which aggregates all these event topics, if you will. And aggregator. Event aggregator. And we resolve that using. And we'll need to keep a bit of the event aggregator around. So I'll store this off. Just event aggregator equals event aggregator. So the reason we need to keep it around is that whenever we want to publish, which we're going to do on the on search, we will call event aggregator. And we're going to need to get our topic event, but before we do that, we're going to have to add a reference to it. So we need the infrastructure project, which had our topic. And we call get event, search event. Publish, and here we're just going to publish the title, which is the payload. So you'll notice that one of the advantages of doing the events the way we've done them is that the publishing and the subscribing are strongly typed now. So we'll publish title here. So this is the first half of the equation, that we've got the search side of this publishing the event, and now we need to have somebody listening to the event. So let's switch over to the other project who needs to be listening to this, and this will be the dig module. And right off the bat, I'm just going to add a reference to the infrastructure project so that we have the right event topic. And let's go into our search results view model. So you remember in this view model, we had built up some pretend data, which we don't need anymore, and we had already searched on a fixed term, which we don't really want to do that. We want to fix on the term that's published by the event. So to connect to the event, we'll again need the event aggregator. Event aggregator. Aggregator. And I'll bring this down just to make it a little easier to see. And when we get this, we want to subscribe to the search event that is available from the infrastructure module. And we will subscribe. And here we're going to subscribe to a method locally to handle the event. So here we're going to do on search event. So now we implement this method. Public void on search event, and it will be string title that we searched for. And when this event is received, what we want to do is talk to our dig service, begin search, and we will search by the title, and we will call our search completed callback, which we still have on search completed. And that will fire off the search for that particular topic and call the completed, the on search completed, which will clear out the stories and populate them with the results of the new query. So one of the things you may have noticed is that we made the on search event method here a public method. And the reason for this is that the subscribe, when you subscribe to it with a method, we or Prism do not keep a strong reference to that particular event. This helps prevent problems with garbage collection, so it doesn't prevent your view model, say, being garbage collected if it's no longer in use. And if those if that view model were to go away, then we just wouldn't publish to that particular subscriber. So that's why these have to be public. If you want to keep these things private, there are some other approaches you can take to subscribing. You can keep it private and subscribe and tell it not to be a keep a weak reference to it, but instead keep a strong reference. In those cases, you'll have to remember to do the unsubscribing yourself whenever your view model were to go away. Okay, so now we should be able to, we have everything hooked up, so we should be able to run our app. So let's build it. And it compiles, and then we will control F5. And let's see if we can search now. I'll put baseball in. Let's see, we didn't get our initial dummy results. And so it searches for baseball, and now we should be able to change the search term whenever we want and get new results. Might take a little bit, and we don't have some of the nice things around maybe changing the cursor for a wait state. But you can see now these things are actually hooked up. They're communicating in a decoupled fashion. So as these things evolve independently, they won't necessarily impact each other as long as that event topic stays the same. Now we could go ahead and implement the Twitter module, but let's assume that we have gotten it from another team, right? So because we're working this decoupled way, we can get it another team, and as long as they're talking to the right event, they're going to be able to plug right into our shell and sit side by side with our dig results. So let me shut this down. And we've already prepared the Twitter module, but it's prepared in a very similar way. So let me add existing project. And here we have our Twitter module. And I'll pull this in. And you'll see that the Twitter module does the things you might expect in the module registration. Right, it gets a hold of a container in the region manager. It registers a Twitter service, right, so it knows how to talk to the Twitter service itself. And it's adding a view to the results region, which is the Twitter search results view. And this search results view model uses the iEvent aggregator to subscribe to the search event. And in this case, it called the event search, where it calls the Twitter service to do its searching. So to include this, we just need to add it to the catalog. And it should have all the right components. So let me go back to the Bootstrapper where our catalog is set up. And I will add in catalog add module type of Twitter module. And I also have to, of course, add it as a reference since we're doing it all by direct references here. So I'll add that. I can resolve the using. Now if I build this, it should build. It does, and I will hit Control F5. And now we see that we have two results, and if I type in football again, you see the Twitter added itself into the region, which added it to a second panel here. And now you'll see that we have results for Twitter and results for the day. All right, well, everyone and I would like to thank you for joining us for these application building with Prism. This is hopefully just the first set of podcasts that we're going to do. We'd like to do a number of topics, and we'd like your feedback on what those topics are. But here we've showed you how to build a basic new search aggregator for Dig and Twitter, and you can see how some of the concepts of decoupling and modularity can help with managing an application over time and managing the complexities of an application over time. So as different teams are working on it, they can work in the same application or pieces of an application without crossing over and interfering with each other, and using some of the pieces that Prism offers allows you to bring this all back together in a seamless way. All right, so thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.